This is Cry Justice with Judy Redlich, examining issues of importance to you, your family, and our community that the other media just won't cover. Now, here's Judy Redlich.
Can girls be girls today, or do they have to put on a front? And how young are they when this front starts? This is our topic on today's edition of Cry Justice, so listen up. Dr. Linda Miles, author of the new book called The New Marriage Book. She's also a marriage and family therapist with her husband in Tallahassee, Florida. Mother of three boys, so she's had plenty of experience, but we're talking about girls. Well, we'll find out why she thinks she knows all about girls. And guess what? She's the grandmother of four. Dr. Miles, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, you're very welcome, and bless you.
Well, Dr. Miles, we were talking about girls in a phone conversation recently, and you're so troubled about the fact that girls can't be little girls today.
Right.
Why do you feel that way?
Well, my goodness, they're watching all this media where they're seeing older girls and they're emulating older girls. And of course, as you know, thin is in. And my 7-year-old granddaughter told me she wanted to go on a diet.
7 years old?
7 years old.
When kids are supposed to be just playing with Barbie dolls and Tinkerbells and all that stuff.
And you know what, Judy? One of her little friends said to me, she said, they call me Leela. She said, Leela, do you think I have good skin?
At 7 years old.
And she had baby skin, Judy. She had beautiful skin. But, you know, I could tell she didn't believe me when I told her she did. I said, oh, you have beautiful skin. And she goes, no, I don't think I do. So what's happening is because of the media, all this is trickling down. There's an astounding amount of commercials that are emphasizing appearance. So you think about how many commercials are using women's appearance to sell things. And we have little girls walking through the room, seeing this. And then by the time they're teenagers, Judy, 80% of those girls don't like their body.
And God made each girl's body and each one of us so uniquely. It says in Psalms, you are wonderfully made.
Absolutely. Fearfully and wonderfully made. And what's so troubling to me is that, you know, there was a theologian who said that we were designed to be a container for God to show up in. And what I feel like we're doing is we're emphasizing the container and not God. And so there's so many shows. Could I use an example with you, Judy? For example, take the show The Bachelor. Well, you know, there were all these women, these beautiful women competing for this man. And it was all so superficial. It was all based on superficial kinds of things. And these girls were all in competition for who was the best container. So rather than follow the dictum, love one another as thyself, what they were doing was they were competing with one another for who was the best container. And, you know, that could go on and on. In the life of a woman, and women wind up competing with each other, being undermining one another. You see it all the time on soap operas, too. It's very troubling to me when you see women in these competitive roles, not where they're loving one another as thyself. They're not loving themselves, and they're not loving others. And rather than us feeding them rich inner food from God, we're feeding them fast food. You know, these fast food commercials. So we're, like I said, we're emphasizing the container and not the idea that God should show up in it.
Now, Dr. Miles, as you've worked in your practice
for 30 years,
what have you seen as the cyclical over the past 30 years? Now, where do you see it today and where do you see it going?
Well, you know, actually, I see things getting worse as far as the container thing. That's interesting you ask me, because I was thinking back to when I was in high school, and I graduated in 1965, and that was when Twiggy came out.
Oh, I remember Twiggy. Yes, I was in about sixth grade.
Oh, okay. Well, I was in high school when Twiggy came in. And do you know, I was borderline anorexic. I just about stopped eating so that I could look as thin as Twiggy. Because girls are, they, you know, naturally they want to look like their peers. They want to keep up, whatever. But the sad thing is, I can really relate to these girls. I starved myself, Judy. I was malnourished when I look back. I was depressed. My hair was brittle. My fingernails were brittle. And all you have to do now is walk around a mall or walk down a street, and you see these girls, these size 2 girls, and I promise you they're starving to get that way. And they're over-exercising. And so you get really the symptoms of starvation. You get depressed. You get fatigued. And I experienced it. So I would say it's gotten worse. It's getting progressively worse. And rather than us emphasize the spirit, because really, Judy, I believe the spiritual life's the only real life. And so what we're doing is we're saying, girls, if you want to have a successful life, you need to look gorgeous and snag a gorgeous man, which, of course, was the same message I got in 65.
Right.
Only I just think it's worse. I think there are more eating disorders. Well, I know there are. It's ever increasing.
If you could talk about the percentages, where are they today, and what types of girls have eating disorders? Are they the ones from single-family homes or father and mother stable homes?
They're from everywhere. They're picking up on the media. And even though their parents try to talk to them, the National Center for Eating Disorders says that 80% of the girls, don't like their bodies. So when you're operating with that high, percentage, and 75% of adolescent girls say they feel fat. And are you ready for this, Judy? You know what? What percentage do you think of girls, of teenage girls, are on a diet at any given time in our country?
I don't know, but I do know that about 32% of America's population is overweight. So if you translate that, you probably think that maybe 32% of teenagers might be overweight with the percentiles like that.
Yes, but 70%.
70%
are on a diet.
So they're probably taking...
They're taking diuretics, they're taking laxatives, they're taking diuretics, they're throwing up. What I'm seeing so much now, because I see girls from intact, generally middle class to upper middle class families, they starve. They just starve themselves. They don't eat protein. They don't eat meat.
They don't eat
because
protein.
They don't eat meat. They say, well, okay, I'm going to be a vegetarian because that has less calories.
So but my daughter, who eats cheese and bagels and lettuce and tomato and a banana for a meal, is okay.
Yes.
But the girl that forgets to put the cheese in it.
Exactly. And Judy, they're not forgetting to put it in. They won't do it because they can tell you exactly they're obsessed with it. How many calories are in it? The average American woman is 5'4 and 140 pounds. And the average fashion model is 5'11 and 117 pounds. So these girls are looking at touched up photos of someone who's 5'11 and 117 pounds.
So where does self-esteem play in all this?
Well, if you ask the average elementary girl if she likes herself, she'll say yes. If you ask a girl in high school, 75% say no. They don't like themselves. And see, that's another thing I think is a real spiritual problem, is that we're focusing girls too much on their ego. They're basing their worth on how they look.
Or how they play sports.
Yes.
Rather than getting the straight A's in school.
Exactly.
You know, the nerds are the ones that get the straight A's in school. Isn't that how they portray them today?
Absolutely. And it's a lot of girls get embarrassed if they're smart. You know, have you heard about that new Christian music? It really troubles me, called emo.
Haven't heard about it.
Emo is kids who don't fit in, who've gotten together to write music about how miserable they are. So, for example, there'll be a song about a girl who's very smart and creative, but doesn't fit in at school. But they celebrate their misery.
Celebrate.
Instead of going, you know, let's embrace God. God will get us through anything. He never gives us a challenge that we can't meet.
Now, that is true. He never does give us a challenge we can't meet.
Exactly. So what bothers me, Judy, is this is ostensibly, quote-unquote, Christian music for kids, and I understand the value of them grouping together and helping one another, but if what you're doing is having a musical pity party, that takes you away from God.
So what kind of authors are we talking about that are doing this emo music?
My son's a youth pastor, and he's been telling me about it. There was just an article in Newsweek about it. I don't really know because I don't keep up with the music, but my son, who's a youth pastor, says that a lot of the kids are into it, and they put on headphones, and they sort of celebrate their misery.
Now, as you look at how girls relate to young men, and you look at the whole self-esteem factor, you look at the fact that 75% of the women teenagers don't like their bodies, how does that relationally relate to their relationships with men?
Oh, terrible. What we're teaching them is you're an object, you are how you look, and so they compete with each other to look good, but they never feel like they measure up because they're not perfect like the airbrushed pictures. They wind up having sex too early. The majority of kids have had sex by the time they graduate from high school. They're not ready. Another thing that's going on is because the girls are not feeling really centered in themselves, they get groped at school. You know, I know teachers who tell me that boys grab them, you know, on the rear in the hall.
Oh.
And rather than have the presence and the self-esteem to go, no, that's not all right, they tolerate it because they think, oh, he thinks I look good. Really, Judy, to some extent, that's always been true in high school because kids haven't fully developed an identity yet. But I think it's worse. From everything I can tell, it's going in the totally wrong direction. You know, I have a wonderful example of teaching a child the right way. One of my daughter-in-laws is the most beautiful person you've just about ever seen. She looks like a Barbie doll. And one day I said to her, I said, Jenny, you look like a Barbie doll. And she got so upset with me. And I was just saying that. And she goes, Linda, what's important is beauty from the inside out. Well, Judy, from the time she was little, her mother said to her, because she was always beautiful, Jenny, it's not looks that matter. It's who someone is inside. And that's what mothers need to be saying to their girls. That's what our culture needs to be teaching. We need to put spiritual values into it. Otherwise, we have two containers mirroring each other. And, you know, I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about the fact that what it takes to have a good relationship, and I talk about it in our book, The New Marriage. We talk about that whole spiritual component. And what it takes is a spiritual self. If you're going to have a good connection, you need to feel good about yourself, not have a false self. We're encouraging girls to have a false self. yourself. You need to feel acceptance for yourself and for your partner. If what you're trying to do is compete and act a certain way and always look perfect, you'll never have that kind of relationship.
You'll never measure
up. I remember one
up.
Of the things my husband did for me that meant the most early in our relationship is that he played the Billy Joel song for me, I Love You Just the Way You Are. And that's the message that we want to impart. But that's not what's coming across in all the commercials, in all the ads, in all these programs like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. People are picking an object. They're picking something that looks beautiful on the outside.
Look at the show, Dr. Miles, American Idols, where the kids compete for the best talent, and the person who has the best talent gets that record contract, goes around the country.
Oh, I have
like
heard
Miss
about
America.
That.
And my daughter loves that show. And even though she has real Christian values, and I think she's got her head on pretty straight, and I always tell her, you know, beauty is from the inside out.
Yes.
But think about that show and shows like American Idols. What kind of image are they portraying?
Exactly. It's like it's an image. We're you know what I feel like, Judy, is we're portraying people from the outside in instead of the inside out.
If you've just joined us, we're talking with Dr. Linda Miles. She's the author. She and her husband wrote the book, The New Marriage. She's a marriage and family therapist, has been for the past 30 years. Tallahassee, Florida is her home. She and her husband have 3 boys and 4 grandchildren. Dr. Robert Miles is her husband. So we've talked about all this negativity. What do we do? How do we change the course of the direction of our girls today?
Okay, first of all, I think that we need shows that have good models.
So how do we start with that? Where do we get those shows?
You know, someone needs to come up with some creative ideas, Judy, using celebrities, using very interesting, beautiful people, and showing them with strong Christian values, showing them interact in loving ways. To me, there is nothing more interesting, and when I work with couples, I say this, it's like a kaleidoscope. When you have a truly spiritual marriage, it's like a kaleidoscope because it's always new. Because people are different, they're changing, they're always new. So if we showed in inspirational stuff, if it's more like you know, what's inside, and you show perhaps someone who's beautiful on the inside and has talent and is good on the outside, saying things like you know, we need to really sit and listen for God. I happen to believe all of that is very interesting. So I think if we had celebrities who would step up and say those things, or we had shows that dealt with that, I think, like Mother Teresa said once, that the fruit of love is really silence, that it's not talking, it's not making an impression. It's sitting and listening and being with people and supporting them. See, I think we should have shows that show kids celebrating each other winning, so that it is love one another as thyself. And I know this sounds like pie in the sky, and I'm not a producer, and I don't know how they would do it, but I cannot believe there is not a way to make spiritual values fascinating. I wrote a little book for my granddaughter because I wanted to deal with this with her, and I tried to make it interesting to little girls. And I talk about it in The New Marriage. It's called Amanda Salamander Married.
Amanda
and
Salamander.
Judy, it's the story of a little salamander who turns the color of whoever she's with so they'll like her. And when she meets her husband, she's actually pink and he's green. But she turns green so that he will like her. And then the story is about how he's a water lizard. He's a newt. She's a land lizard. She's a salamander. She gets mad at him when they get married because he tracks in sand. And he gets mad at her because she won't swim. But in the end, she starts taking swimming lessons, and he installs a faucet to wash off his feet before he comes in.
So they're both adapting to each other's creativity and uniqueness.
Yes, they're accepting one another. They're fostering growth. To me, let's put it this way. I'll call it gear. Let's give kids gear for life. In other words, how can they grow in Christ? How can they grow in the in their wonderful gifts that we've all been given? How can they grow in their unique gifts instead of trying to compare themselves with someone else? And how do we support each other like brothers and sisters that we should be so that we can all experience our gifts? The second part of gear is empathy. How do you learn to really care for the other person? Not as an object, not as a competitor, but that person, how do you care about them? Acceptance is the A, that you accept yourself how you are. And that's what Amanda was finally doing. She goes, I'm pink. It's okay to be pink. And I don't have to turn the color of whoever I'm with. And she had to learn to accept Norton Newt. And we have to learn to accept people who are different and embrace them. And the last is responsibility, taking responsibility for life, taking responsibility for ourselves. My son, who's a youth pastor, says that he doesn't tell kids, gee, don't have sex. He said, that's stupid, Mom. You know, if you just say don't do it, you've got to tell them why. And he says, you know, when you have sex, you open up all these forces in someone's life, and you become responsible for that. And that's the reason you need to wait, because you're not ready to accept that responsibility. But I know there's got to be a way, and like I said, I'm not a producer, but there must be a way to make spiritual life, inner life, exciting, and because it is. I don't think there's, I know that's what's real.
So Dr. Linda Miles has a book out called New Marriage. In that book, of course, is the chapter about Amanda Salamander. So how can people get your book?
They can get my book through Amazon.com, or they can call the publisher. And let me give you that number real quick. The number is 800-773-7782.
I'm going to give you my email address. If you would like one of Dr. Linda Miles' books, I want you to email me. It's going to take a big piece of paper, so go get it. I want to hear from you. I want to hear that you like the show, what you think about it. And if you are the first person to email me about this book, I'm going to send it to you. That's KNLC24Judy, KNLC24Judy, at Here's Help Net. That's HERESHELP. net.org. Of course, the email list address will be mentioned at the end of the program as well, but if you'd like a free copy of that book, The New Marriage, you email me, and if you're the first one that emails me, you'll get that copy by Dr. Robert and Linda Miles. In closing, if a parent thinks that their child is anorexic or bulimic, what advice do you give them? What can they do?
Okay. First of all, they need to understand that child, if they're anorexic or bulimic, is probably depressed. They need to find out the severity of the problem. If they are manifesting symptoms such as throwing up or being dangerously low in weight, they need to get them to their doctor right away. It's a life-threatening problem. They need to take it very, very seriously. Probably that child needs to get help. they can go online to their various websites about eating disorders. They need to get all the information they can. And I see it as probably the best solution is spiritual, and that is to have a family spiritual practice where you do everything to help that young woman develop her inner life so she doesn't see herself as a container. So that, just to summarize, Judy, that she is a container for God to show up in, and that you emphasize that part to her. How can you help God show up in you instead of what kind of container are you?
Psalm 119, verse 105 is my daughter's favorite verse. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto thy path. And if you think about that scripture and how much that can enlighten not only you, but your child in the way that he should go, that scripture is there to give you the light that you need. Shine in the darkness and help your child through. Well, I'm Judy Redlich. This has been Cry Justice. Dr. Linda Miles has been my guest. We've been talking about girls. What do girls have to go through today to be accepted? Are they themselves today? You can email me for a copy of Dr. Miles' free book or get the book at your favorite bookstore. The New Marriage is the name of the book. Dr. Miles, thank you so much for contacting me.
And you are so welcome. I very, very much enjoyed it, Judy.
Do you have a website?
Yes, it's www.
Let me ask you that question.
The New Marriage, which is all one word.
Hold tight. Dr. Miles has a website. You can contact her if you'd like. And what's your site?
www.thenewmarriage.com.
www.thenewmarriage.com. Dr. Miles, thank you so much for your time.
You are very welcome.
After listening to this interview, here's a skit two teenagers wrote with their perspective.
Hey, Dane, did you notice Bethany's new haircut today? The shorter it gets, the fatter she looks. We need to clue her in on our Slim Fast program.
You mean starve yourself, and when you think you're about to die, eat an apple?
Hey, it's not that bad. At least we look good, and people notice us. I mean, we're popular, and come on. It's our looks, of course, that matter. I never see Bethany with any of our friends. It's probably because no one wants to look at her.
Hey now, come on. I talked to her. She's really nice, and she has so much self-confidence in herself. She doesn't care what other people think. She told me that if she was always caught up in her appearance, she'd miss life. I agree. Mel, I think you worry too much, and I don't know why. God already made you beautiful, and that goes for everyone, not just you. So why don't you give Bethany a chance? God's the ultimate judge, and he made both of you equal.
You're right. I've heard that before in youth group. I guess I just needed to hear it from my best friend. Thanks, Dane.
I'm Judy Redlich. Thanks a lot for coming along for this edition of Cry Justice. I really appreciate you bringing us into your home, your car, or your workplace. Hope you'll encourage a friend to tune to Cry Justice, too. It's on every day at the same time on this station. And if you'd like a list of the other stations Cry Justice airs on, please email me at knlc24judy@hearshelpnet.org. That's knlc24judy@hearshelpnet.org.